but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912, or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good, feel great. Offer not available in California.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for you.
If you're one of us, an abomination, and the same too with immorality and the sex outside of marriage, all of these things, we wouldn't be able to talk about them because it would make somebody feel bad, and this could be considered a hate crime. So you pick the story up there, Ted.
Yes, well, fortunately, there were many activists in the populist right, or the far right, if you will, who heeded our call to action there for the first 5 weeks. And what this did was it greatly slowed down the agenda of the liberals. As you remember, back when Pelosi was announcing her first 100 hours, this was a time of very great danger, that the hate bill might have been included in those first 100 hours or soon afterwards and moved through very rapidly. But these members, especially of the House Judiciary Committee, both Republican and Democrat, were just literally overwhelmed by the magnitude of calling, faxing, email, and letter writing that came in during those first 5 weeks. And it caused them to get a little bit of cold feet about pushing this hate crimes bill as rapidly through as possible. Actually, they changed horses and substituted another kind of hate bill that wasn't so tarnished and so on. And all these things added up to delay. And unfortunately, around the middle of February, the new right, unfortunately, we're talking about the big Christian conservative watchdogs groups, were virtually oblivious. They had no conception that the hate bill was even in the House of Representatives, incredibly, for about the first 5 weeks. And I was able to get in touch with Bob Unruh of WorldNet Daily and encourage him very powerfully to write an article and alert the new right. And he did so, and with that publication of that article, in which he quoted me extensively, suddenly the new right, respecting WorldNet Daily, I guess, entered in full force, and they were able to enlist literally millions of calls which came in especially during the spring of 2007. And what this did is it encouraged the Republicans in the House of Representatives even more to stand firm against not only the hate bill, but quite a number of other Orwellian bills. And even though the hate bill was passed in the House of Representatives, nevertheless, these spirited Republicans came to the fore in a way that I had never seen them ever behave before. Just a year earlier, for example, the hate bill was passed in the House of Representatives, and the members of the House, the Republicans in contingent, just stood there, sat there in their chairs mutely, watching it pass in only 45 minutes. Thanks to the kickstart that the new right, excuse me, the far right gave in January and February, we were able to get real momentum going against the hate bill at a very early time. And this contributed very largely to President Bush taking the hate bill very seriously and actually promising to veto it.
All right, but of course the question was, would he really veto it? He promised us he'd veto, of course, the McCain-Feingold bill, and he didn't. And he said, well, I know it's unconstitutional, but I'm going to sign it anyway, because I know the Supreme Court will find the McCain-Feingold bill unconstitutional, so I can go ahead and sign it. And why would he sign it if he thought it was unconstitutional? And then, of course, the Supreme Court turned around and said, Well, it is constitutional. And right. So we were stuck with terrible legislation, which is, of course, put forward by the current leader of the Republican Party, a man named John McCain. Senator John McCain. So anyway, here we are. President Bush is saying he's going to veto the bill. And so a lot of the good conservative Republicans, honestly believing that George Bush tells the truth, and why anybody would believe that, I don't know, but they apparently did believe that he was telling the truth, and as a result, why, they sort of went back to sleep, didn't they?
Well, that's what happened during the spring recess. We built up, everybody, the far right and the religious right and so on, built up a tremendous head of steam in the spring. But after the Congress recessed in the first week of August, unfortunately, I was very concerned. I was very concerned that the new right would go to sleep and stop calling in, just very complacent, believing that the president would do what he said and could completely take care of this problem. And the problem was that the Democrats would be certain to delay passage of the big military appropriations bill that the hate bill was attached to. They'd delay it and delay it until they would drive George Bush to desperation to go ahead and pass the military appropriations bill with the hate bill that had been attached to it by Senator Kennedy. And I sent out many alerts during August and early September telling the people they must have the credit and responsibility for defeating the hate bill, not letting basically a lame duck president get that credit. And they mustn't let this bill pass, because even if it were vetoed by the president, it would have tremendous prestige as a bill passed by both houses of Congress. My warnings were not heeded by the religious right, and a huge number of new right organizations basically failed to continue the fight during August and early September. And so when we get into early September, unbelievably, virtually all of the calls, I say millions, came in the spring. Not even hundreds came in hardly in early September, just when we needed those calls so much. And
I was just going to say, I think it's so important for our listeners to understand that they got this bill tagged on to the military appropriations bill. So if George Bush, you know, gets the legislation, if he vetoes it, he doesn't have any money to run the war. So obviously he's going to sign the bill. Why anybody would think that the president would not sign this legislation, which was going to give him the money he needed to continue funding our soldiers over in Iraq? This is insanity. Of course he was going to sign the legislation. And yet, because the president said he wouldn't sign it, of course, everybody went to sleep. So go ahead with the story.
Yes, that's right. Well, unfortunately, Dr. Dobson gave a powerful broadcast and other sentiments in early September, assuring literally tens of millions of Christian conservatives in America that he knew George Bush personally. He was a man of God, man of the highest moral character, and could be absolutely trusted to veto the hate bill. And this completely dried up any calling to the Senate of the United States in early September. And in very early September, I believe it was September 14th, to my alarm, Senator Kennedy stood to his feet on the floor of the Senate and actually asked that the hate bill might be passed as a uniform consent resolution without even any debate or discussion. And to his credit, John McCain did stand up and contradicted that, vetoed that, and forced first the discussion to remain in the Senate. But by September, about September 20th, the flag warnings were really rising. The hate bill was top agenda on the floor of the Senate by Mendy about the September 22nd or so. And unbelievably, incredibly, the new right again was oblivious to it even being there in the Senate. And I was sending emails to all these organizations, and these organizations are large organizations with hired staff, dedicated, hired to do nothing but to watch what's happening in Congress, but I could not get their attention. And what happened in a nutshell was that during the final week before the hate bill was passed, on September 27th, the new right was absolutely silent until literally hours before the hate bill was passed. Suddenly, they sprang into action with e-alerts, asking their people to call in, but it was really too little and too late. And at the same time, during those crucial several days before hate bill passage, the members of the U.S. Senate, these conservative Republicans, which we thought would put up a fight in the U.S. Senate, also were silent as the grave, except for Senator Orrin Hatch and several one-minute speeches in the final day of hate bill passage. The members of the U.S., the Republicans of the U.S. Senate were also silent. What I speculated at that time was that both the religious right and the Republican contingent in the Senate were thinking that they'd go ahead and let the hate bill pass in order to give glory to George Bush as he vetoed it and reaffirmed to the American people that he is a defender of freedom of speech and our basic rights and so on. In other words, they had a strategy to go ahead and let the hate bill pass so that George Bush could come out on his white horse and run the hate bill through and get glory for the Republicans in a hotly contested election year. And that was my theory. I do believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that that was the feeling of the members of the U.S. Senate. But the
long short of it was
that in early September, the hate bill did pass by one vote. And tragically, there were some five members of the Senate who did come over as a result of calling and pressure. But if the new right had done its job and been standing on the wall and warning the people and calling literally millions of calls, we could have easily defeated the hate bill. And so this was a very, very dark day for me. I've been fighting this hate bill, of course, for more than 20 years in one form or another, and it seemed like everything had gone down the drain, and that was the scenario as we entered the fall.
All right, fine. Well, our guest is Ted Pike. He's telling me about this legislation that, of course, has been amended to the Military Appropriations Act, and the President was going to sign it. We'll be right back. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude can wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
as the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget, and more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Are you tired of raised eyebrows and shrugging shoulders? Hi, I'm Director William Lewis. Have you ever tried to convince your neighbor or loved one that serious problems exist within our own government? If you said yes, then you know how hard it is to effectively get your message across. Now, the American people have a new tool in their arsenal. Let me introduce you to my latest documentary. Washington, You're Fired was designed to be an educational tool for alerting Americans to current and pending legislation that affects the daily lives of everyone in this country. It's a cry for justice and for change with a very simple blueprint for correcting our mistakes, taking back our government, and restoring our Constitution. Join us today at TakeBackWashington.com. Listen to our new radio program, get caught up on current events, and get your copy of Washington, You're Fired. It's time to rally the troops and refresh the Tree of Liberty. Please join us today. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and now here we are. The legislation has passed the United States Senate. And, of course, the president said he would veto it, but it's been tagged onto the military appropriations bill, and if George Bush vetoes that legislation, there won't be any money to maintain the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. So, I mean, the chances that he's really going to veto that bill are very, very small, but the Christians, the good people of our country, and certainly the Christian ministries, and I will tell you, I believe almost all of them have been infiltrated. I used to work very closely with them. They've infiltrated almost all of the Christian ministries. They've infiltrated almost all of the conservative ministries, and there are people there who are giving false information to the leaders, good people, but unfortunately, they're not sophisticated enough to understand the level of wickedness on the other side. And certainly we saw this over in Ireland, where the Irish Republican Army was fighting the British for years. The number two man in the Irish Republican Army was a British agent. The chief torturer and murderer for the Irish Republican Army was a British agent who actually killed people who were suspected of being British agents, and he himself was a British agent. You go over to the Philippines, you find that they have this Muslim army over there, the Abu Sayyaf Army, and the Revolutionary Army. It was organized by the Philippine government, by a fellow who was actually a Philippine agent. And so this is the techniques that they're using. But here in the United States, they've fairly well neutralized. So many of our good Christian organizations that should be taking the leadership, because we're the majority, and we're losing because our leadership is certainly getting bad advice. And so it was that the legislation passed the Senate, and then what happened?
Well, as I say, it was a very dark time, and this military appropriations bill, which had been introduced in the 1st of August, it was 3 months overdue by late November. And the chances of the president vetoing this hate bill, which had now passed both the House and Senate, were shrinking rapidly, and it almost seemed like we were going to have to face in the possibility of becoming a hate crimes bureaucracy like Canada, taking away free speech. And then in the last week or so of November, we became aware of a report from a homosexual website, of all places, and they were very concerned about the hate bill surviving because they said that there was a revolt going on in the House of Representatives. Some 180 Republicans in the House of Representatives were threatening not to vote for either the hate bill or the arms bill package. And not only that, But what eventually amounted to 57 Democrats also were saying they weren't going to vote for the arms bill because it would give George Bush the money he needed in Iraq without any pressure to state terms of withdrawal. So there was a major revolt going on in the House of Representatives by both hate bill supporters and hate bill opponents. And boy, that was really good information that came to us about the end of November. So we started sending out alerts and doing broadcasting and so on, alerting the new right, alerting everybody on the right that here was a golden opportunity to expand this revolt against the hate bill, arms bill package, and actually snatch victory out of the jaws of defeat.
Well,
and for 2 weeks, I was, again, on the radio, day after day, getting those calls going in there to our members of the House of Representatives. Incredibly, again, believe it or not, for the third time in 1 year, the new right remained oblivious and silent about this tremendous opportunity. Finally, on the Tuesday, I think it was November 4th, on Tuesday, the very day that the Democratic power brokers of the Senate were going to announce whether they could continue to insist that the hate bill remain attached to the arms bill or cut it off, that very day, Tony Perkins of Family Research Council issued an enormous alert, a powerful alert to his many, many Christian supporters around the country. The new right suddenly sprung into action, and WorldNet Daily did a big article at the very at midnight, literally the very last moment. The new right did spring into action, and we heard by Thursday, November 6th, that the Democrats simply did not have the votes to press for hate bill passage in this first half of the Congress. They stripped off the hate bill. And we had a tremendous victory, made possible, of course, by God Almighty.
And I think it's so important that people understand that legislation passed the House, it passed the Senate, but then it had to go to a committee, and then it had to be re-voted on by both the House and the Senate. And I said that it had to go to the House, and suddenly there was this tremendous opposition, fortunately, because of Ted and and some of the Christian organizations, which did do what was right at the last minute. Why the legislation was staved off, and we'll be back in just a moment, right here in Genesis.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359. Your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course what happened was that the legislation was split off, the military appropriations bill went through, the other bill was simply killed for the time being, and probably will not be brought up back for a time because this is an election year. But believe me, the people who want this legislation passed don't care what the people want. The bill's been defeated at least half a dozen times, but they're going to keep coming back again and again and again because, ladies and gentlemen, you know, freedom isn't always under attack. Our enemies never sleep, and they want to get this legislation through, the Ted Kennedys of this world and of course, the people of great wealth, because they want to control what we say, everything we do, in total violation of the Constitution. But these people don't believe in the Constitution. Well, we can thank Ted Pike, our guest today, for persistence and for hanging in there and for being probably one of the major reasons that legislation did not get enacted. And at least for a time being, we want a reprieve. Well, Ted, before we go on, would you go ahead and put out your web page and how people get in touch with your ministry?
Yeah, thank you. Web address is www.truthtellers.org. That's plural, truthtellers.org. We have a wealth of information there. At Truth Tellers, specifically about hate crimes legislation. We've been fighting this, as I mentioned earlier, ever since 1998, actually since back about 1987. We've been fighting the anti-defamation league of the neighbor earth and their attempts to make America into a hate crimes bureaucracy like Canada. And the ADL has sworn that they will never, never give up trying to get their big federal hate bill through until they have taken away free speech, as in Canada. And at truthtellers.org, there are so many educational resources there. We have a video called Hate Laws Making Criminals of Christians. You can order that at Truth Tellers, or you can just go to Google, video.google.com, and you can watch Hate Laws Making Criminals of Christians. It's an 80-minute educational experience explaining exactly how freedom of speech was taken away in Canada by the ADL many years ago, and Canada is a real telescope into the future of how America will go if a hate crimes bureaucracy is established here. And so at truthtellers.org, you can print out articles, you can learn about all aspects of hate crimes legislation, because as Dr. Monteith just said, this legislation is not going back. During this election year, the Democrats are masquerading as esteeming family values, and for that reason, they are not pushing this legislation aggressively. In fact, there's about six other major Orwellian bills which have been defeated or foundered as a result of the new fight, the new spirit in the House of Representatives, which we were able to instill in this last year. We've seen a major rout of the Democratic liberal agenda in the House of Representatives this last year. It all goes back to, as I say, to January and February, where we got the Republicans going the right direction, and they were able to cast pretty much of a wet blanket over all this bad legislation over this year. And so what that means is for this next year, it's not highly likely that more of these Orwellian bills are going to be pursued and promoted, because the Democrats want to give the impression that they are born-again Christians. You know, both Hillary and Obama say they're born-again Christians, and they want to give the impression they're in favor of freedom, First Amendment rights, and family values, and so on. And so we've had a tremendous victory, a tremendous reprieve given to us by God, and but we have to soberly reevaluate what we're going to do come next January, because once the election is over, if we, especially if we have a Democrat in the White House, all of these bills are going to come right back in, and even more. And we will have to repeat the basic strategy, I believe, that gave us success in this last year, which is to basically come to truthtellers.org, listen to talk radio, and then make those many calls to the 40 or so members of the House Judiciary Committee, which will probably be considering most of these bills.
All right, fine. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we can win. We just have to be reunited. We have to have leadership we can depend upon, and certainly this is why talk radio is so vitally important. Well, if you have a question for Ted, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And of course, one thing that they do is they play games with our minds. They try to give us the idea that there's absolutely nothing we can do. Well, believe me, there are a lot more of us than there are of them. Most people, even a lot of the Democrats, are concerned about these issues of freedom. And certainly many of the Republicans are concerned about these issues of freedom. But the ruling aristocracy, the people with the great wealth, of course, who have their dedication and their loyalty to the dark side, will do anything they can to defeat our freedom. And of course, the Anti-Defamation League is an anti-Christian bigoted organization, and we ought to say just what they are. They're out there to destroy Christianity. They're interested in freedom. They're interested in restricting freedom. And they are a front for the Council on Foreign Relations. And you go back and you read the book that was written back in 1961 by Dan Smoot, who I had the privilege of meeting and spending some time with. And of course, he listed the ADL as simply a front for the Council on Foreign Relations and B'nai B'rith and so many of these organizations, which are supposedly Jewish. And yet they do everything they do is to promote anti-Semitism and hatred of the Jews. But you see, they play both sides against the middle, and we're the ones in the middle. And, of course, we get hit by pressures on both sides. Do not fall into the trap of bigotry. Understand that there is a conspiracy against Christianity. There has always been a conspiracy against Christianity. And if you go to your Bible, and you get out a concordance and you look up the word conspiracy, you'll find that that word is used over and over and over again. Why? Because there's always been a conspiracy against God. There was in the Old Testament. There's a conspiracy against God today. And, of course, it is largely being coordinated, at least here in America, by the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, and B'nai B'rith, and these groups who purport to be Jewish and yet are doing everything they can to promote anti-Semitism. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question. Our number is 1-800-259-5791. And of course, we can thank Ted Pike for being a constant battler and fighter for this. And so go to his website, get the information that he has, and then help us get the information out across America about what's really going on. And when these issues, important issues, come up, then join with the other Americans. Because believe me, most of our politicians aren't dedicated to the right or the left. They're just interested in staying in Washington, D.C., so they can get the perks and the salary and the retirement, the free medical care, and they can have the power. And if they know that you're going to come after them if they vote the wrong way, that you're going to expose their voting, why, of course, they'll run for cover. That's what the McCain-Feingold bill was all about, was to conceal from the people in congressional districts and senatorial districts how their senators had voted. Why? Because they don't want you to know how they vote. And that's why listening to programs like this is so important. Again, our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you agree, if you disagree, love to hear from you. Well, Ted Pike, what's going to happen then the rest of this year? Do you think that the enemies of freedom will sort of lay low because they don't want to get the people upset in an election year?
Well, I think that's probably what we can expect. It is absolutely crucial to these conspirators, and I agree with you, that we have the right to use that specific term. It's essential that they get their candidates in. And once they've done that, then, of course, we can bid goodbye to any hopes of any kind of presidential vetoes. But I think, we really should pause here. Many people have been very, very skeptical, and I have, as I mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, I have battled for years a sense of hopelessness and defeatism in the right in America, that there's nothing we can do. But we really have to stop here and pause and look at the tremendous list of Orwellian bills which have been defeated in this session of Congress so far. Just briefly, I'll give you them. Back in January, we were facing Section 220 of this lobbyist reform bill, which would put crippling restrictions on Christian lobbyist organizations. That was defeated as a result of widespread calling, both from the far right and the religious right. And then the Shays-Meehan Amendment to that same bill, this is over in the House of Representatives, that also was defeated by the loud protests of these the spirited Republicans in the House Judiciary Committee, along with liberals who were protesting it. And then there was the Executive Branch Reform Act, Henry Waxman's bill, which would have required the federal government to keep detailed phone records of any American who called in to some 8,000 executive branch employees of the United States government with any kind of comments or suggestions about how to improve our republic. These people would be listed on the internet, and the details of their conversations would become public record. That has also languished in committee. And then there was the big Department of Peace and Nonviolence Act, which would set up a huge federal bureaucracy of something like an $8.4 billion a year bureaucracy dedicated to educating the American people and people throughout the world against Christian homophobia, Christian values, and so on. That also has languished in committee. And then there was the huge ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, which would have forced employers to hire homosexuals whether they liked it or not, and perhaps even churches allow homosexuals in non-spiritual positions. That has languished. It got so close, in fact, to a vote on the floor of the Senate last November, but it is on the docket right now, but it has languished as the Democrats are now afraid to promote it and push it through, lest they jeopardize their image of extolling family values. ENDA then is stalled. Then we have the Immigration Reform Act that the American people very loudly protested. That was defeated, and the Fairness Doctrine Act has also been defeated. And then, of course, last but certainly not least is the Matthew Shepard Hate Crimes Bill, which we have detailed today, how it was defeated in December. Now, that is a lot of legislation to defeat in 1 year in Congress. I can't remember any time in my lifetime when so many liberal bills have been defeated or have been stalled in committee because the Democratic power brokers lost their zeal for them. And this, again, it goes back to the fight and the courage of the very people who are listening to this program on Genesis. The listeners of Genesis Radio, listeners of Republic Radio primarily, they heeded these early calls in January and February. They set a standard of fight and protest which reverberated throughout the House of Representatives so that throughout the whole year, the Democrats could expect a feisty response from the Republicans, a response we have never seen before. And as I say, this cast a shadow and a pall over these hate crimes bills, stimulating, I believe, the president to threaten to veto not only the hate bill, but also end the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. So, a lot of people have been very disheartened and disappointed with the fading prospects of Representative Ron Paul. But the truth is that by getting to those phones and making those calls repeatedly at times of great emergency and opportunity, we really have changed history this year. I think we can be proud of ourselves and extremely grateful for God for this reprieve.
And I think people have to understand that the Democrats have substantial majorities in both the House and the Senate of the United States, and still they haven't been able to get this terrible legislation through.
No.
And it's certainly because of the pressure, I believe, that has come from the people out across America that let our duly elected representatives know that they were going to be in real trouble. And always let them know that you will remember in November. And that is
yes.
The most frightening sort of concept. They do not want people to remember in November. They want them simply to go along politely with what's going on, and we can't afford to do that any longer.
Yes. Well, this is an omen to us that if we can repeat these tactics and continue to call not only to our members of Congress, but call to God Almighty, I believe that this battle is not just a legislative or a political lobbying battle. This is a spiritual battle, as you remind us so many times. The great anti-Christian forces of darkness in heaven and on earth who are working to strip us of our Christian symbols and take away our free speech and end Christian civilization. And just as much through political activism, we need to humble ourselves before God Almighty and know that He can deliver us if we will humble ourselves. As 2 Chronicles 7 tells us, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, then God will come down, He'll reciprocate, and He will answer, and He will heal our land and postpone the fate of the judgment which might have come upon us. And we certainly and powerfully and eloquently have seen such deliverance this past year. I believe we can repeat these successes next January. It's going to be a big fight, probably a bigger fight than ever, to hold back these forces. But again, I believe if people remain true and they stand for truth and stand in their own wall, wherever they might be, sounding the alarm with us, we can see further great deliverances.
Amen to that. Well, I certainly appreciate everything you do, Ted. I think that you're certainly willing to put your time and your effort in and get onto radio stations all across America and sound the alarm. And fortunately, people out there are listening, because, ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot more of us than there are of them. The vast majority of people in China want to be free. There's only a very small group that want a communist authoritarian society, which is being largely financed by your own government, that we are giving them all sorts of loans and Export Import Bank and loan guarantees, that we are financing the communist tyranny in China. The vast majority of people in Russia want to be free, and yet we have funneled countless tens of billions of dollars into Russia to build up their oil and natural gas production. If you haven't seen my little pamphlet on the Communist Capitalist Alliance, that's the Communist Capitalist Alliance. You need to get it and understand how we finance communism since its inception.
Yes.
Why? Because there are people who have a different worldview. They want to control not only the people throughout the world, they want to control America. And so our job has got to be able to get this information out, and with God's help, and certainly with the help of other people in talk radio, we're going to get people to begin to think and understand what's going on. Ted, thank you for everything you do, and please keep us appraised of what's going on. I really would like to get one of those DVDs, and we might.
Yes, I'm getting one to the mail to you today, Doctor.
Okay, well, we'll certainly do everything we can to support you, and give us a call when the next issue comes up, and you'll have the voice here at Radio Liberty.
Thank you so much.
God bless you. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
People believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online for the low price of only $19.95 each. You can also purchase the entire 24 DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and one of the reasons I wanted Ted to be with us today was so you'd realize that we really have a tremendous amount of power if the good people of this country will stand together and come to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle, and there really are satanic forces on the other side, that Lucifer is live and well, and he has organizations that are working at the highest levels of our government. And if you doubt that, you really need to see the video. It's about the music industry, but if we could carry it over into the politics of our country. But the video is called They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, or the 10-hour version. And you must understand there really are people who made a pact with the devil. That's why you need to see my talk on the Forbidden Secret. That's the Forbidden Secret. There is a syllabus that comes with that, but there is a secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years, and we're going to tell you that secret. And then, of course, we're going to hope that you want to get a 4-tape or CD set, the secret behind the secret, the 4-tape set or 4-CD set on satanic crimes, and the book on satanic crimes, and it'll take you into what the Bilderbergers are really all about. And then, of course, you'll want to, of course, get our 4-tape set on the Bilderbergers and the books we carry on the Bilderbergers, a Bilderberger diary, and then just plain the Bilderbergers. And then, of course, the DVD that Alex Jones put out, Endgame. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to learn about the coming world leader, you want to get the DVD we have with Constance Cumby called The Emergence. If you want to understand how the occult are working here in America today to bring about this world government and how America has become the new Atlantis, the successor to Lost Atlantis, you need to get the DVD put out by a good friend. And actually, of course, it's a talkie game for us called The Atlantis Connection by Chris Pinto, who is, of course, the producer and director of the two very professional DVDs we have, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. That's The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. And the DVD Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. And once you see that DVD, you'll never look at Washington, D.C. the same again when you understand the forces that were there at the time it was created. And then, of course, you probably know somebody who's got Alzheimer's disease or senile dementia. That's why you need to get our new four-tape set, brand new four-tape set, called Alzheimer's Disease. Alzheimer's Disease. And if you're concerned about our loss of freedom, well, you need to get our new DVD called The Planned Police State. That's a talk we gave here, and we finally got it in good form, The Planned Police State, and we've recommended it to you, and you'll actually see the Iran-Contra hearings when one of the congressmen tries to bring out the fact that there is a plan in case of a national emergency to suspend the Constitution and have a dictatorship in America and round up citizens and put them into concentration camps. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really are concentration camps in America. Kellogg Root and Brown, or Brown and Root, a subsidiary of Halliburton, was given $385 million to build them. And if you need the documentation on that, we'll be glad to send it to you if you can't get it off the Internet. And then, of course, we have something called the Concentration Camp Special. You'll actually see the concentration camps in the video, America Behind Barbed Wire. You'll see that footage of the Iran-Contra hearings, and then Congressman Gonzalez. Where Congressman Gonzalez, longtime chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, comes forward and says, yes, there really is a plan in case of a national emergency to suspend the Constitution and a round of American citizens and put them into concentration camps. And ladies and gentlemen, understand there are people out there who have a different worldview because they worship a different God. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We'll be right back.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and...